Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
What up, cuz?
So I wasn't recording for the first part of it, but when you left for the to go use the restroom, I noticed that you were humming the theme song.
No, I was whistling.
Yeah, whistling the theme song to Sanford and Son, and so I quickly rushed to record it, hoping I could catch it again. And every time you walked past your office, I heard you whistling it more. And so I have those sounds. Those are captured.
Great.
Yeah. Chris, you're on blast.
Well, when I'm in a good mood, I whistle that.
Yeah. Why that in particular?
Because I always wanted to hear a symphony play it.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
It is a pretty upbeat concept, right? Just the idea of, you know, taking what other people throw away and turning it into a living. Mourning for your dead ex-wife.
Taking it to the streets.
Constantly faking heart attacks for attention and sympathy. I mean, come on. If that's not the American dream, then I want to move to Belarus.
Are there lyrics to the Sanford and Son theme song?
Yes. It's just a quick Google search away. I'm not about to try and improvise and make some up.
Are there lyrics to Sanford and Son? Yep. Yeah, there are.
Okay. Whoops. Sorry. Should probably turn off those speakers. Because we totally just heard AKA.
Oh. The lyrics go like this.
Okay.
Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun.
Can you spell that for me? Because I'm having trouble Googling it.
I'm sorry. DRR infinity.
Yep. Okay. Can you give it the Unicode for infinity symbol?
I don't know. It's like Grand Hustle Kings? Oh, God.
Yeah. So this site is attributing it to Quincy Jones?
This site is attributing it to B.O.B. featuring Mahambi, Prince Charles with a Z, T.I., and Young Dro.
That can't possibly be right.
Yep.
The Street Beater is what it's called. Yeah, these are rap lyrics. I'm sorry. Something about my Uncle Quincy. Catch up with you suckers, gonna need a solid month of whiskey.
Yep.
Many moons will it take you, buffoons and mini goons. Prince is still up in his room. King back in the groove. Yeah, Chris, I'm just going to take a shot in the dark and say that that is possibly not the lyrics to Sanford and Son.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Going to smoke all these cocksuckers.
See?
Probably not.
Changes it like just like right there at the last minute.
Probably not so much.
Huh. Yeah, I'm going to say no. I'm just wondering. So there's a. I was about to make the obvious observation that the Brady Bunch theme song has lyrics, but it totally does. The Star Trek that has lyrics as well. Star Wars that has lyrics too. Yeah, turns out it actually was written and produced by Quincy Jones in 1973.
Really? That's how old the show is.
Yeah. Reaching number 294 on the Billboard charts.
Yeah.
I always like it whenever that's done in a TV show. where they'll sit down to watch TV, and the sound that they put in is the Sanford and Son theme song. That's always good. I like that. It's become emblematic of a certain caliber of late night cotton candy television. You know, it's one of those things, right? Like, oh, let's give Red Fox a show. It's like, let's give Andy Kaufman a show. Let's see how this is going to work out.
Let's give Red Fox an infomercial.
What's he going to sell?
Sanford and gums.
Dentures recovered from old garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Huh. It was on an album called You've Got a Bad Girl.
You've got a bad girl.
You've got
it, bad girl.
You've got it, bad girl.
No, she found the answer. You've got it, bad girl.
Yep, you've done it. You have figured out the atomic weight of cesium, bad girl.
Oh God, see? Chemistry, bitches.
Huh.
Saw that on Brazzers.
That's your favorite new punchline. We were talking with her mom about certain dinner arrangements, and she said, "Oh yeah, Grandma and I, we went to that restaurant. We split a Cuban.
Grandma and I split a Cuban sandwich."
To which you, right to her face, say, "Oh, I saw that on Brazzers." And then you look to me and laugh, and I laugh because you looked to me and laughed.
And then mom got mad.
She didn't so much get mad as do the thing that they do, which is just assume that it's something awful that we do or say and move on in the conversation. I don't think she got mad.
But then we were having a serious conversation this weekend. I mean, like a very serious conversation. And I kind of looked at you. Mm-hmm. Just to gauge your reaction to the events that were taking place.
Right.
And mom got really upset because we looked at each other and you looked at mom and said, "No, we're not communicating in any way."
Yeah. I did say that thing.
You did.
Yeah. You're right. That was a very serious conversation.
It was a really, really serious conversation about like certain health issues within our family and the relatives that reside within it. And and I just looked at you as part of the serious conversation just to gauge like where you were at with agreeing or disagreeing with the way that things were going. And mom got really upset.
Yeah.
Why did you just blurt out, "We're not communicating in any way"?
Right. Well, because
what did you think that she was? What were we saying? Like, was I ordering a sandwich with my eyes?
No, she got very mad that we were both looking at each other as though like we were like feeling or agreeing about something or whatever. When in reality, like that's a little bit of what was happening. You looked over to gauge how I was doing, and mom flew off the handle before I could just come out and say how I feel, which is actually this just makes me really sad, right? She thought that we were communicating. She got really upset that we were exchanging knowing glances. You know, and they tend to do that. They tend to say, like, you know, they mock our relationship is what they do.
How so?
No,
I mean, I don't think that we...
I'm not being serious, no.
No, I think they do. But our relationship, it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
it's not normal.
Yeah, but no, I just mean like when we are in person and talking, there are some things that are said without being said, right? Like, you know, you will drop some words out of a thing and look at me, and I will laugh at it because there was a joke there that you couldn't say. It's like, haha, it's funny. And we will skip beats just because we know how we're talking to each other and they don't necessarily know or don't need to be let in on that side of it. And they'll be like, "Oh, you guys are weird," or what are we going to do with you? Like that kind of stuff. And she thought that we were doing that exact same thing in this very serious family health conversation.
During the degenerative, during the conversation about the degenerative state of a relative.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we weren't. You were just doing a thing. Like, I hadn't spoken in a while, as I tend... Weirdly enough, anybody who listens to this will probably be shocked to hear this, but whenever something gets serious, I tend to not say things too much because I'm just kind of sitting around trying to figure out how I feel.
See, I tend to be more assertive when shit gets rough.
Yeah.
Way more assertive.
Yeah. I didn't have anything else to add besides... This is complicated, and it makes me sad.
I turn into a MASH doctor when shit, man.
Chris, you can't keep saying that just because you drink a lot of gin.
Well, I make it.
Right. Yeah. But to the best of my judgment, to the best of my abilities, I ascertained that she was getting upset because she thought we were communicating nonverbally, which is the thing people do. You know, by gestures and facial expressions and stuff.
Normal conversation. Not right. Between you and me. Just normally. Like, you just look at somebody and you're like, is this person, like, playing tic-tac-toe in their head?
Yeah.
Like, are you counting your pubes? Like, what are you doing?
Right. So me saying, we're not communicating was my way of getting out in front of her any accusation that would have been, like, are you guys taking this seriously or not?
I don't know. Just blurting stuff out. It's rough for me.
what do you mean it was rough that I did that?
It was just, it's just not something I do.
Okay. Yeah, it was
like
I
generally think about everything that, and I know you thought about it.
Yeah,
and I know you thought about it and I know that you said it with an intention to I know what you were doing. Mm-hmm. But I just don't do that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't do that. I don't know.
Oh.
I would rather wait and say what I am doing rather than yelling, I'm not staring at your tits.
it seemed to be the most appropriate thing because I saw that it was about to get, like, things were about to get loke for a second, and it was like, I need to, like, get in front of this as quickly as possible, as opposed to, like, have us even step a single foot down this road, which is weird because I don't normally, you know, act.
No, you don't. And that's why it's funny, is because normally you sit back and don't do stuff like that. And so for you to just be like,
no, we're not making a mockery of this.
For you to just, you know, grab some forceps and clamp something is weird.
Forceps?
Forceps?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Forceps. Forcep is some kind of weird root vegetable you just made up.
Forceps?
Yeah. It's a relative of parsnips.
Forceps?
Forceps.
Forceps. Ah, clicky pliers.
Yeah, clicky pliers. There you go, for clamps.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, for clamping down on it.
Oh, God.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
You're going to swallow it when I give you the swallow. No Shawshank, okay.
No, I get it. I didn't see it being that appropriate, so I decided to let you answer the question.
You jam scissors in someone's ears, they lock down their jaws.
Ugh.
It's from the movie. Yeah,
I know.
It's not Mind's Eye, kid.
Yeah, I know.
You want to know the episode?
I forgot. Yeah, tell me the episode.
Episode number 164.
Yeah.
Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah. My name's Cole. What's your name?
We're here to entertain your asses.
Yeah.
And I'm Chris.
Yep. We don't know how we do this anymore.
Oh, God, going on is rough.
Yep. Continuing is hard sometimes.
Especially when you don't know what you want to be when you grow up.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll grow up by the time I'm 50.
Oh, man. Well, you know what they say, Chris. You know, when you only got 100 years to live. Right?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
How do you spell clammy with two M's?
M-B. C-L-A-M-B-Y.
Clamby.
Clamby.
What's a female Gumby? That's a clamby.
Oh. I would have said Femby, but okay.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Oh, well, 15 there, still time for you.
It's called, I think it's pronounced conch.
Conk. Yeah, I don't.
Callbacks.
Callbacks to last week. I'm assuming everybody is still alive. I'm assuming last you're hour. Still alive.
Can you imagine doing like a 4-hour radio show? About abduction?
Oh, like on like Coast to Coast AM?
Right.
Yeah. You know, I could see that being really fun, actually.
No guests.
Yeah. Yeah, you just open mic, no net, no safety net, no line, no anything. You're just in there in a
no
sweaty
fish nets, no safety net.
Yeah. The Chris Ross story.
How I became the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts.
Wait a minute, are you referring to that one quarterback who wore pantyhose?
I don't know. I'm not referring to anything other than my brain.
Well, didn't Joe Namath wear tights?
It was the 70s, Cole.
Yeah, it was a different time. He was blasted on greenies every waking
moment.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. Do you remember when Joe Namath pitched that perfect game?
He had a butt plug to dispense greenies like a butt Pez dispenser.
Yep. There was just a little lever on it that activated and shot a greenie up him every time somebody slapped him on the ass.
He invented colon sprinting.
Yeah. Colon bowling. It's where you soak a tampon in ayahuasca, shove it up your butt, and go bowling, dude.
Is that real ayahuasca? Yeah, I got papers.
I can prove the provenance. I can tell you which reservation it's from down to the coordinate.
Right.
This is for real. Ayahuasca is one of those drugs that I know the name of, but I have no idea what it is. It's a drink, right?
Oh.
I think it's a drink. I can't spell it, so I can't Google it.
It begins with an I.
Yeah.
Or an A-Y-E.
Oh, no. A-Y-A-H-U-A-S-C-A.
Nah, that's yeah. Native American.
Yeah, it is Native American. It is a psychedelic brew, which is my jazz album.
Cool psychedelic brew?
Yeah. Well, now that's the name of my Coast to Coast AM show. Yep. No, that might be fun, you know, just in a sweaty room, you know, chain smoking. You know, you got some blankets up on the wall as soundproofing, but behind those blankets is tinfoil. You're building yourself a Faraday cage, which defeats the purpose of a radio station just a little bit.
It's nothing to do with soundproofing, Cole.
What's it to do with?
Well, sometimes when you're on ayahuasca, you want something soft to rub against.
that's why you have a cat castle, okay?
Which I've heard a senior enlisted official in the United States military say before.
Sometimes when you're blank.
Sometimes when you're on ecstasy, you want something soft to rub against.
Well, I mean, he's right.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, it was during a barracks room inspection. Of which I was hiding under the bed.
where's PFC Ross?
I was Lance Corporal Ross. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I didn't do 18 months in the Corps to be called PFC. Thank you.
I know at one point you were a PFC. Okay.
All right.
But yeah, sometimes he needs. What was he like looking for people who had like carpet samples?
No, there was. Some fuzzy blankets hanging on the wall. And a 55 gallon fish tank, empty, that was filled with Tide water and a black light.
Tide water, of course, being the gray water from a washing machine that you just
no,
used to use.
No, we literally just dumped a bunch of Tide in a 55 gallon fish tank.
Well, sometimes you need to throw a bubble party and you can't wait.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Weren't sleeping on bunk beds those days. tied up hammocks above the bunks. Had one of those static electric like light bulbs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. They get it at Spencer's.
It was called the Orb.
did it pass down orders?
It ran the room, man.
Chris, Who spoke for the orb?
Tossin.
Okay, cool. It's weird that something called the orb would have to go through that means, but okay. Tossin spoke for the orb.
Right.
Yeah. Like every description you give of a room, Chris, like, I don't care what it is. It sounds like a description, like Hunter S. Thompson describing the hotel room from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
The sentence was written in ketchup and it was diagrammed in mustard.
Yeah. It's a big X over the passive voice.
I got high with my seventh grade English teacher.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you don't say that the orb had Tussin speak for it. You say that Tussin spoke for the orb.
You're right. You told me not to speak in the passive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No, Tussin spoke rather than the
I
orb.
I am the Tussin. I speak Tussin. For the orb. I speak for the orb. For the orb has no tongue.
I speak for the orb. For the orb sees all.
For the orb has no tongue. And I'm begging you, you Marines, at the top of my lungs.
Chris, is the orb displeased?
Yeah.
Just generally.
That the is... song of the Swami Swangs rang out in space.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Wow.
When I arrived at this glorious place.
Hey, Chris, do you have a story?
I don't know, man.
You got a couple.
Got a few. I got some. God.
You all right?
No, I was thinking about Mario pooping a mushroom. It's kind of weird. He ate them all. School threats, shootings, lockdowns. It's all pretty commonplace, right? It's all over the news.
It's the times we live in, Chris.
Schools are installing metal detectors, hiring security guards, bringing the police in.
Chris, you're talking about 2002, okay?
No, that's now, man.
I know it's now, but you're still talking.
They're trying the theater guy, man. It's, you know, it's pretty nuts. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, Alabama schools are trying to combat that without spending a whole bunch of money.
Trying to combat the move towards security theater?
Security metal detectors and security guards are security theater.
Right.
I'm glad that you identified that and that we communicated and agree about that.
Of course, we didn't communicate it anyway.
Oh, no. But what I will say is that the Alabama schools are asking particularly middle schoolers and high schoolers to bring canned goods in their backpacks. They're not feeding the homeless. They're fighting school violence.
Whoa.
They say, quote, "We realize at first this may seem odd, but a well-chucked can could stun the intruder or even knock him out until the police arrive."
No, it couldn't. It just piss him off.
"The canned food items will give the students a sense of empowerment to protect themselves and make them feel secure."
No, it won't.
"Parents are asked to give their children an 8-ounce can. Corn, beans, peas, whatever."
I've got pumpkin pie mix.
Don't give a shit.
You know, here's the thing. The uniform density of a pumpkin pie mix is far superior to something that is loose grains held in a medium. You know, you got somebody walking up there with a fruit cocktail. Doesn't matter how heavy the syrup is. That thing is going to gyroscope in midair. You take the pumpkin pie mix and that thing's going to fly like a rock. Predictable. You know what's happening.
Yeah. The school administrator who thought up this idea
was fired and run out of town on a rail.
She says, "Oh, you know, the school's seen some negativity, you know, out there on Facebook."
You know, on the social media.
Yeah.
Blaming Facebook.
Let me just say, this is the very, very, very last resort and the very, very smallest part of the entire training. So let me
but
just
it's
say
also
this.
The fucking craziest part of it, and that's why everybody's paying attention.
Every Alabama school child is going to be a can chucker.
I mean, is that their new mascot, the fighting chuckers?
Chucking cans of cream corn at an intruder? Starting to sound pretty damn reasonable.
Yeah. Creamed Klebold.
Oh, Cole.
What? He's dead in the ground. He can't hurt us.
Why, Cole?
Okay, now is not the time for you to be disappointed in me.
Crinkled Kimple?
I don't know who Kimple is.
It's Kip Kinkle.
Who's Kip Kinkle?
The goddamn captain of the football team.
No.
He was the kid in Kentucky who shot up a school. I met a girl he paralyzed.
Oh, that's terrible.
In real life.
Was she, what was it, like a...
I know someone that banged a paralyzed girl from a school shooting.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't like an assembly kind of thing.
I slept on the couch in a mobile home that the girl who was paralyzed from the school shooting lived in.
Huh.
Yep. In Paducah, Kentucky.
That's fucking nuts. You know that, right?
It's true.
That sentence you said is just not believable.
It's legitimate. I have witnesses.
Cool.
I can corroborate.
Yes, and I've got them on the line right now.
You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, Chris. I indeed didn't check. You actually do owe most of these people money, so I'm very sorry that I brought them into contact.
Fuck you, Columbia House.
You said it was a penny, and you sent me the penny.
Right.
Right. It was mailed right to the page. You knew what you were getting into.
Why don't you step into the finger hut?
But yeah, there was a thing. Like I remember, like right around. So you were out of high school. So, okay, I'm gonna try and pin down the timeline here. You were like a sophomore in high school when 9/11 happened. No, when Columbine happened.
No, I was
right?
in boot camp when 9/11
I know
happened.
You were in boot camp when 9/11 happened. You were in high school when Columbine happened, though, right? You were like a sophomore?
Yeah. Columbine gave me weird dreams.
Yeah, it gave me weird dreams, too, because I was in fifth grade and very, very susceptible. And
my weird dream involved me waking up one morning, calling my friends and saying, "We didn't shoot anyone, did we?"
And so what's funny is,
right,
like, you know, what's funny about this, and let me know if I'm projecting too much on you, but I think that we had a commonality in high school insofar as in those years, insofar as we were, you know, generally seen as pretty bright, but not exactly, you know, I'm going to say this more about myself than about you, but like on the social margin, right? I was, not the popular guy, okay? And also because of, you know, just general interest and, you know, irreverence and just other kind of things, there was some scrutiny on, like, with the renewed interest in people's mental states, vis-a-vis, is this person going to snap? There was a little bit of stuff that happened on the edges there, right?
Well, I associated with some folks,
right,
that were responsible for a website called cockmyglock.com.
I remember this.
Yeah.
I remember this. Was did any of that heat ever hit you?
Oh, I got called down.
Mm.
Not by the heat, but by the principal.
Right, right.
And they were like, "Hey, what's this all about?" And the content of the website was
like
not
the Onion,
about,
right? It was like,
yeah, it was satire. Some of it ended up being true, even though we didn't know it. But it just, the nature of the website, cockmyglock.com, it wasn't my idea. It wasn't my website. I was a contributor, mm-hmm. unpaid. So the name of the website implied a threat, but the content of the website was not threatening. I mean, it was like know, who's banging who in the high school, and not students, but teachers and, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, it was, you know, it was like that. But yeah, that's the only way that I got caught up in that. Nobody ever looked at me aside from that. And even before, you know, that I organized certain things within the school as far as, like, you know, going on to the computers, like the main system, and setting everyone's home screen to the website and and things like that. But
you were the publicist. Like you were on their marketing team.
Basically, yeah. Guerrilla marketing.
Yeah. You're out there. You're spreading the message.
Hard to get around in that suit and still you do your job.
you know what? This isn't a real banana. It's plush. We're all living lies. Yeah. No, that was so crazy because, like, that's commonplace now is the thing. Like, the only thing that was bad about that was the name, but the actual, you know, thing that happens on Facebook, it happens in the open. Like what used to be the height of transgression is now like everybody's MO.
Chucking cans.
Yeah. Weird how the times work. All of this was to say, I remember the day that they took away our privileges to carry around backpacks in high school, and actually it was middle school too, which that was a great time saver, just to carry your backpack around. Wait a minute, where are these people keeping their cans? You walk in and you have to
clear
clear backpacks that they have to put in their locker that anybody can get into. So anybody who has bolt cutters can just get in there, take all of the cans, then just anybody can do whatever they want unfettered because their last line of defense has been breached, and the person walks away with a mighty fine stew, if I can say so.
Everything is stacked on a belt shelf.
Oh man, don't eat more. See, Dinty Moore is a brand.
No, I
okay.
Yeah.
Let me stop you right there. You're selling past the close, and there wasn't even really a close.
No, you're selling before the open, buddy.
Yeah. I remember there was a move to teach kids to use their books as cover. And even so far as there was at one point somebody was trying to market Kevlar book covers, with the idea being if you hold this up in front of your face, the bullets that are just flying through the air like bees will not hit you. Weird. It is so weird what we have to worry about.
We worry about lots of things, Cole.
Yeah. You've got a kid, right?
No.
So people who have kids, are snow days still a thing?
I've heard.
You've heard? Okay. Not for long. Because Chris, 2015.
Oh, I thought you were asking about something I care about, and you were just doing a story.
Yep, I was just... Okay, so do you just want to like, be the person who brings the stories?
No.
Okay, cool.
I mean, it might make more sense.
Okay.
But you could do it. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Cool. No, this is
time. 164.
Yeah, 164.
That's a little over 3 years. Okay.
A little bit. Okay. Yeah. But as we're, so we're reaching a tipping point, right? Where school days, snow days are not going to be a thing anymore because of the cyber classroom, Chris. You're aware of this. If you get snowed in, there's nothing stopping you, like from your college classes, from doing your thing. In fact, it doesn't change anything. In fact, it makes it more likely you're going to do your work.
Probably, yeah.
But, you know, we...
But where am I going?
I don't know.
Nowhere.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Fast.
But, yeah, this is... We're coming up on the last days of the snow day. And, you know, at the risk of sounding like somebody who was talking about being a 90s kid... You know, kids who grew up drinking from the garden hose, hashtag blessed, right?
Aww.
Yeah. That's something that I mourn. You liked snow days, right? You remember here, there was a storm rolling in?
I remember having to watch you.
Yeah, I guess that does change the timbre of it. Although, wait, I remember being alone in the house with you.
Having to cook you a Hot Pocket.
Yep.
Which isn't like it is today.
No, there were sleeves involved.
No, I hope there's sleeves involved. I mean, I buy the hookers, but...
Huh. Yeah, but that's...
Would you ever...
What?
Be with a prostitute.
Probably not.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Never mind.
Yeah, we have. I'm not sex negative in any way, but
I just wondered. Yeah. I never would.
Yeah, it seems risky to me. I don't know. It seems risky and empty.
I fear that, you know, like my visits to a strip club always turn into like asking questions.
Oh yeah, you're a therapist.
No, I don't want to. Fuck no. I don't want to solve that shit.
Right. But you're just like, you know, seriously, how many kids, right?
No, I more like want to know, like, so what are you thinking about? Like, where'd you learn that move?
What are you most worried about right now? Is it me? Yeah. Because it should be.
Yeah. Do you think I have a knife?
Are you giving them the Voight Kampf test?
I don't know. What did Hitler think about prostitutes?
I think that he, you know, I don't know. I'm sure somebody out there knows off the top of their head Hitler's stance on sex work. But I'm not one of those people. Yeah.
The Voight Kampf test. It's where you show pictures of dictators to prostitutes.
To gauge their pupil dilation.
What do you see here?
You see a Hitler on his back in the desert. What's a Hitler? It's like a Chris. It's sad. It's sad that I dropped some Blade Runner heat on you and you don't pick it up.
Cole, I've never seen Blade Runner.
Chris, we just have heat laying on the ground, wasted right now.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a movie.
And I think I'm better than you for not seeing it.
God damn it.
Hey, Cole. We're talking about school. Yeah. At least at one point we were.
Yeah, something like that.
Teachers be banging kids.
Oh, all the time.
Female teachers be banging, like, you know, hard 17-year-old penises.
Chris, if you can make the detail with which you're describing 17-year-old penises a little bit less loving, I would greatly appreciate that.
No, I'm trying to show the affection that the teachers do.
Okay.
Like, I'm saying, like, there's a reason why, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they're just, like, after that. Like, wow, 3 touchdowns on Friday. You know?
Been a good boy.
Right. So, they're doing that. Two teachers at a high school somewhere in America, West Covina South Hills High School, they're all, like, in jail for doing that. And now, one of their co-workers, an art teacher named Sean Kane, he is on suspended without pay leave because he went on Facebook and said that students involved in the busted sex party should have kept, quote, their stupid mouths shut and enjoyed it.
Jeez.
He also referenced how teacher-student sex was an accepted thing back when he was a student. Yeah.
Yes, because it happened to me is the perfect justification for why a thing is right.
Students have come to this teacher, the art teacher who made these comments, his aide, with the hashtag Free Kane, which is the guy's name.
Right. They can't fire all of us.
One of the posters said, seriously, I have him for art right now, and I have to say that I'm not surprised about the post. You should see him in class.
Like, how crazy does he get in class?
I don't know. Paint out with your wang out?
I guess.
Wrestling coaches at this school are being arrested for having sex with teen girls. Ceramics teachers are being sued for choking and publicly berating students.
What is going on?
Oh, my God. There's a show here. Where's my green light?
This is like a party. Wow. Any other indiscretions that you can share with us?
No, that's it.
Huh. Yeah. I always get a little bit annoyed whenever one of those stories comes out about a female teacher having sex with a younger male student. Although it'd be weird if she had sex with an older male student. It would be some kind of Billy Madison kind of situation. And right. people come out of the woodwork to say, man, oh, man, he must have been popular. Am I right?
No, student teaching. I saw that in Brazzers.
Chris, eventually that's gonna lose steam. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm going to use it, though.
You got to make hay while the sun is out.
Hey, Cole, the life bar is going to blink and everything is going to go slow-mo and I'm still going to be using it.
Is that a reference to a particular thing?
Wanted you to understand video games.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you for cutting up my steak for me. I really appreciate it. And is there another way that you'd like to condescend to me today?
No, I'm good.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure.
I know you're just blowing off steam.
Are you trying to make a joke about Steam digital distribution platform?
What?
The way people buy video games?
You make it so complicated. You just go on there and download it.
Right. You just buy it.
Digital distribution.
I didn't know if you were making a joke
about someone straps the game to a pallet.
We've got a warehouse of games and everything must go.
Right. Someone tries to jam it in your Tahoe.
just walking out into the parking lot. Guys selling bulk games out of this. It's not just, you know, this is not Sega Genesis cartridges. This is just slips of paper that have download codes.
884-2224.
I don't understand that.
It's a factory furniture warehouse in the local area here.
How cool.
Minus area code.
Wide appeal. Wide appeal.
Well, Buddy's Carpet.
Is that still around?
No.
Okay.
No. Wait, Buddy died before he really went out of business.
Yep. You know, Buddy had his affairs in order.
Was he died in a carpet fire.
The official diagnosis was rug burn. Wait a minute, Buddy's Carpet is still actually in business. You know that,
is
right?
Is it really?
Yeah.
My bad.
Oh, there's a Buddy's Carpet here in Cincinnati. That's what I'm looking at.
Get on it.
I always get Buddy's Carpet mixed up with what's his name? The Big Tom Little Chuck or whatever guy?
Big Chuck Little John.
Big Chuck, Little John. Buddy and Little John always looked exactly the same to me.
I saw them in person.
Were they doing some kind of Pepsi challenge? Which small bald man is which?
No, they were at the high school football playoff doing a Little John toss. They were flipping Little John.
Flipping John.
For kickoff.
You're just a little guy. He's coin-sized.
He was really little.
Yeah.
He was at what they called the lawn fete.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. This was the party. It was the fair that was run out of the parking lot of our middle school.
Yeah, they performed on a stage that was comprised of all the low risers from the choir risers.
Right. I believe that it might have actually still been the same ones that I used when I was in show choir. So they are awful.
Wow, you were in show choir. That's,
you know that I was in show choir.
I somehow try to forget that about you.
It was a good time. I made a lot of friends.
Cummerbund.
Yeah, cummerbund is one of those words like sherbet. What?
It was like, hogwash. cummerbund.
God bless you. So tell me, to continue your Little John story.
I saw him. That was all.
Oh, cool.
Nothing notable.
All right. Let's see here, Chris. I've got another story here for us. Got a story for you about a robbery. All right. Here we go. This took place in Colorado, Jefferson County.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. S reporting.
Yes. Who's Mr. S? The letter person?
Yeah.
Super Socks? Okay.
Mr. S, there has been a robbery.
Why does he sound like the hero of a blaxploitation movie?
I don't know. You sang it, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, the lighter people. I think that might actually still be a thing. They swap them out every couple of years.
To be more
in line with the times.
Slides into his secret socks, and suddenly, da-na-na-na-na-na, he's a supersonic streak in the sky. Mr. S to the rescue, they cry. Mr. S, there has been a robbery. Yeah, he turns into walking. I don't know.
Yeah. These socks, they're super. Okay. Hey, everybody, that's a Christopher Walken impression for you.
There's been a robbery.
Yeah, to see that's a bad one. Yeah, Mr. Hey, S was.
Why don't you do it? They're smarty pants.
I just did.
164 episodes. Do it again.
You have Mr. Horrible Hair.
Oh, that's fucking awful.
Mr. Horrible Hair.
Hair?
Yeah. He doesn't pronounce his R's very well because he's got that New York thing going.
Is it New York?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like
is that where he's from?
He's from the Northeast.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I need to go.
There's going to be a blizzard there.
Oh, yeah.
A week ago.
Or so I hear. Chris, we have shed the laws of man and we have reverted back to a feudal state. All is ice now.
A fuge with the knee.
Yeah. A fuge. No, but this happened in Colorado in a quick save store. Guy walks in a mask. Right? He's got this it's like a ski mask on. And he looks at the clerk, recognizes him, and asks, "Hey, do I know you?" The guy says, "I don't know." Then the robber says, "Do you know me?" And the clerk says, "No." Then the robber gives a thumbs up, walks out. He decides, "I'm not going to rob an acquaintance." So he goes a few blocks over and robs a 7-Eleven. Chris, and this is a Paul Harvey-esque feel-good story, because sometimes humanity prevails. Sometimes, even though we're out to do bad things, we still recognize that, there are other people out there with feelings. Sure, he should have had sympathy for the clerk at the 7-Eleven, but, one step at a time. And when you have neighbor who decides not to rob neighbor, I think we've gotten a little bit better as a society. With all the school shootings and the can chucking and the strip clubs and the questions. I think that, sometimes we have to go to sleep and in our nights dream that maybe when we wake up, the world's going to be a little bit brighter place.
It's the only way we're going to turn back the clock.
That's really it. That's all I've got to help us out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. Mm-hmm. They can click on tip jar and give you money. They can. I don't think I have anything. I got nuns that are knocked up. I got the smell of cinnamon makes you spend more money in the strip club.
Well, she's only one woman, okay? It's just Garnier Fructis. Cinnamon likes taking care of herself. Okay.
The story is that the smell of cinnamon makes you spend more money.
Okay.
Not the smell of cinnamon.
Yeah, cinnamon. She's my favorite. Yeah. down at Hooter Nanny's.
That's the gist of it.
Okay.
This has been Those Damn Roskits.
So, Chris, there are some things people can do to help us out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. Mm-hmm. They can click on tip jar and give you money. They can subscribe/whatever it is that you do, whatever verb there is for getting on the Patreon. Mm-hmm. You can go to iTunes, give a review. Take a review. No.
Right. Somehow. That works in one sense.
You take a one-star review, you turn it into a 3.5-star review.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah. It's like three and a half stars, and then, like, just the full text of it is, let's not go crazy here.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing you can do is feed Cole's ego. He likes bananas and almonds.
My ego does. Actually, Chris, I'm not a fan of bananas outside of a smoothie.
Well.
You threw a banana peel at me once.
Chew up your bananas and spit them into Cole's mouth.
Like a baby bird. Sorry, America.
Like a baby Cole. Sorry.